is mostly just on the like stoner comedy side than anything, but there are still like some very
also
serious
just
moments.
Lampooning the whole sci-fi.
Yeah,
genre
I mean,
too.
Rick and Morty essentially just takes a sci-fi concept every episode and just goes ape bleh with it. You know,
ape bleh.
Yeah. Ape bleh. So, yeah. Yeah, I would say BoJack's a lot more serious than Rick and Morty, but Rick and Morty is still pretty serious. It has its episodes. The Unity episode, the most recent episode, both, like, pretty good.
Yeah, the episode Total Rick All. Yeah, Total Rick All. Where they?
Which one's that one?
That's the one with all, like, the...
The fake people. The aliens that go into their memories.
I love that.
Sleepy Gary.
Yeah, Sleepy.
Take me to Sleepy Gary. I want to be with Sleepy Gary. So it is noon, which is when this episode would normally end. We're going to go on for a little bit more because Strike the Box is not going on today. Sorry for those fans of Strike the Box.
Aww.
Chris has his day job.
No, I don't.
No, not you. Other Chris. Chris who runs Strike the Box.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have my night job.
So we'll try to... I'll like play some Devo in place of Chris. Do I have
a song after this? Is that what he usually plays?
Yeah, he does.
Just all
he plays
Devo?
A lot of everything. He plays a lot of everything, but his favorite band's Devo.
Ooh.
You have to have the thought ready when you're going to say, ooh, 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 ooh.
Hush. I'm trying to think.
Hush. Hush. I think that's John Mulaney. I forget the setup for that. I just remember the punchline is, hush,
that is my wife. Stop looking at my wife. Marriage is going to be magical.
Oh, this is some good dead air.
Dead air.
Dead air.
Five words to describe college radio. Dead air. Dead air.
Zach currently is on his phone doing something.
I was twittering.
No.
Bad radio.
By all means, that's fine.
Yeah, it is bad radio.
I was just saying,
bad radio.
Sorry. Just trying to describe to the viewers what's currently happening. Chris Del Russo is playing with his microphones while you hear constant noises. He won't stop touching it.
Yeah.
What?
I'm observing everybody.
See, here's why I don't think we should
Sean Freeman's got his stupid,
here's why I don't,
dumb, stupid hat on.
Here's why I don't think we should take a lot of the
like
next slot.
Dumb,
is because we have
idiot.
Literally nothing to do, and we're just driving people away from the radio station.
Have we lost anyone?
I mean, let's see. We've definitely lost people in the cars.
This is how it started last
summer.
We
have lost people. We
how
have
many?
Lost two people.
Oh, well, those people have to get back to work. It's fine.
This is how it started last summer. We didn't have a ton to talk about. And by the end, it was
we still didn't
good.
Have
listen,
no to talk
listen,
about.
That's not how I remember
listen,
it.
We'll play some music. We'll come back refreshed. We'll have some
That's
topics.
What we say every time.
The rain falls hard on a humdrum town. This town has dragged you down. This town has dragged you down. No. And everybody's got to live their life. And God knows I've got to live mine. God knows I've got to live
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking them how much of your time is left, ask them how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down, we'll be right back.
This is the Recess theme playing in the background.
After this, can we talk about how DuckTales pretty much stole from Prince?
I mean, yeah, that is definitely why I played those two back and forth. Isn't the theme... I love the theme to Recess. This is such a good show. For those of you who never saw the 90s Disney Channel cartoon Recess, I think it was Disney Channel, I'm not really sure. Yeah, it was an amazing cartoon. Here's a better one. This is.
Are we really gonna play the Recess?
No. Fillmore. Can you? Oh man.
Fillmore.
I was gonna say, can you name it? I forgot that it said Fillmore. I'm on it in the beginning. Definitely, this is the best cartoon I've ever watched, except Avatar: The Last Airbender. I'll
say
that right
now. Are we playing name that theme?
I don't think so. Cornelius Fillmore. That's his name. I was explaining Fillmore to a friend of mine yesterday, and like just completely didn't get it.
I can hear it just fine.
Oh, that's volume.
I know you turned it up.
Oh, okay.
Because I can hear it just fine. You don't need to play it.
So those of you who don't know the cartoon Fillmore, imagine just a police procedural slash kind of noir detective story taking place in a middle school. It's amazing. Amazing show. Amazing show.
Never a fan.
You were never a Fillmore fan? Are you kidding?
No, sir.
Fillmore was amazing. Okay, wait. How about this one? This one, I really like the theme. Whoa, although I do not remember it starting like this.
I thought it was like the Sony thing, like when you open the PlayStation at first.
Yeah. Can you guess this?
Sounds like a carnival.
I do not remember it starting like this.
Foster's Home for Imaginary
Friends.
Yes!
Yes!
It's such a good intro. This is such a kind-hearted show. This show made me cry on multiple occasions.
Oh my god.
To Chris, the guy who's usually in this spot, we apologize.
I'm so sorry, Chris.
How many of his dear readers have we lost?
We have like zero dear readers at this point, I'm assuming. We've gained a dear reader.
Wow.
Ooh, sweet.
I don't know how.
Gained it back. All right.
Yeah.
Keep it strong. Keep it going.
We're not doing Kids Next Door.
A way to give it away.
Yeah. I said we're not doing it. Not doing Ben 10. I don't want to do Jimmy Neutron. Okay. Those are like all my favorite cartoons, I feel. We touched. Okay. Yeah. Maybe this one. But I didn't really love this one that much.
Camp Lazlo.
Camp Lazlo.
You say attention campers. I mean, that's the only cartoon I can think of that takes place at summer camp. Also, it spells Lazlo.
That's true. I just remember Lazlo's friend Raj, and I was like, I love Raj because he was an elephant, and I was like, this is adorable.
What was the little blue thing called on Foster's? I was a little too old for that.
It was blue. Blue, and then Mac's other imaginary friend, Cheese. So they were Mac and Cheese, or Blue Cheese.
Cheese the big furry one?
No, that's Eduardo.
Eduardo.
Eduardo's the best on that show, I think. Eduardo and Wilt. They were all so kind-hearted, because they were all imaginary friends. Like,
see, the only thing I remember from that time is Mucha Lucha.
Which one is that?
Oh!
Is that like the scary luchadors? One?
No, they're about a bunch of like luchador kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can't remember, was that WB or was that
there was one of them was named Spleen or something, or he always said my spleen, like whenever something got hurt. The flea, yeah.
My spleen.
Let me find some of the music that that Chris wanted to play later. This is a song... this is a song for the week that I had a Tinder. You know how you can set your jam on Tinder?
I do not. I've never used Tinder.
So. You can. It's just like a cross promotion with Spotify. You can you can set like your favorite song on
like
Spotify.
A song while while people are going through your profile.
No. It's just like on That'd your profile really cool say like their plays. Jam is like this song. And this was what I had set to that. Because I was just like, I want to be as original as physically possible. So here we go.
Can't you hear the thunder?
What a great track that is.
Well, that was an amazing song. We are really experimenting with the concept of freeform today, folks.
something we've neglected to mention is that throughout the show, Zach has put on and taken off a tri-cornered hat.
Yeah.
Zach has been experimenting with trying to make this tri-cornered hat thing work for
himself. It doesn't work with the headphones. Yeah, I can't wear it over the headphones.
So why, Zach?
So I went to the Tea Party Museum with my sister on my sister's birthday. And they had $8 tri-corner hats.
Well, you just can't go wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. So I bought that, and I bought a t-shirt. Do you know the join or die?
Yes.
Yeah, the Ben Franklin thing. Yeah. I bought a t-shirt with that on it.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So now you're officially a Tea Party member.
Yes. Apparently so.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because I was watching the South Park episode the other day, TMI, where Randy goes into the anger management group and there's the Tea Party guy in there who's wearing the tri-corner hat with all the tea bags on it. Yeah, great episode. I can't say anything else about that episode, but on the radio.
Yeah. So that's what you've been up to.
Yes, is going to the Tea Party Museum and watching South Park.
Where is the Tea Party Museum?
It's next to the Children's Museum in the Financial District.
We don't give free advertisement.
No, Children's Museum is great, and Tea Party Museum is also great, I'll do that.
You cannot give free advertising.
And actually, the Stone Zoo. Go to the Stone Zoo on the night that I'm going to the Stone Zoo.
You're going to get us sued.
No, I'm not going to get us sued for
Why would they sue us? Hey, you're giving us too much business. We're overloaded.
Yeah. Wait, let me find...
Too many people in here.
I need to find this event, actually, because I'm so stoked about this event.
What event is it?
It's the Stone Zoo's Parrots and Pirates Day on July 9th at 11 a.m. It's a Sunday. Go, they'll have pirates running around the zoo, and it's a great zoo, and I'm going to be there.
We'll talk about it more next week.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about it more next week. If you guys are here, who knows?
Are you going to get us kicked off because we're trying to have people call at 855?
All right, folks, I think it's been enough for today.
Yeah, well, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for the extra hour and a half. Enjoy these sweet sounds of computer chosen songs for the next hour and a half.
Yeah. Besides this next one, this is my choice.
And this is, I want everyone to know that this is Chris's choice. Everyone out there.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is
one of the greatest songs.
Don't even say it. Just let them hear.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Later. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going.
Sean Freeman.
Sean Freeman and Chris Del Russo.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Machines sprung from cages on Highway 9.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we head out for the day, we have some numbers for you to think about. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose on medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford. Tusk Educational Radio. Nerd.
And you're listening to WMFO Medford.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
just having those early days. You have to be strong at such a very young age. A new life on Lima Lane. So won't you listen? The fall of 82, I fell into dark times and you were there to help me through. You told me that a downturn will eventually improve, and you were right, so I'm thanking you. So won't you listen?
Don't worry, no more. see you, I really see you upside down. But my brain knows better. It picks you up and turns you around. Turns you around. Turns you around. If you feel discouraged when there's a lack of color here, please don't worry. Really bursting at the seams from absorbing everything. The spectrum's A to Z.
I'm gonna This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't.